There's my precious boy.
Oh, Austin.
You're back to the spooky closet.
I'm back to the spooky closet. I'm going to get some lighting in here, I think. But I'm in between offices at the moment, so we're back to the spooky closet for a minute. When I have a new office, I might have a fancy recording set up again. But until then, much like every time I go to Billings, I'm going back in the closet.
So I guess if you're looking for like decoration solutions for your closet, might I suggest like blood red lighting? Go to a Spirit Halloween. If they're not open in your area, break into a defunct Spirit Halloween to sort of take what they have lying around. So like plastic shrunken heads, a big fuzzy spider, a sexy vampire costume, and just kind of wear all the, just like put all those in there, just around.
What kind of chair do you think I should get for this space?
Ideally, one that looks like an electric chair and has like a funny line that plays whenever you sit down.
You are just trying to turn me into one of your streaming girls, aren't you?
Yep, you got me. I was going to make you spooky and then I was going to put you on Twitch.
If I was a younger man, I'd consider being a goth woman and getting on the internet.
Let's proceed to not unpack that statement. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hello.
Science. Magic. Horses. Truth. Banter.
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 Banter. Banter.
It's just like what you're like in a regular session. Oh, we don't need to talk
That's
about
not.
That.
That sounds bad or boring, and I don't know which is worse.
you're really making me making me sad. I'm a mandatory reporter with the shit you're talking about.
No, I'm an mandatory recorder. Whenever we go out, I gotta record what my friend Amanda says and put it on the internet.
Gotcha.
Sadly, it's mostly slurs.
Not unlike the Nickelodeon The Amanda Show.
Yep. I've never seen friend of the show Nan Amanda and Amanda Bynes in the same place at the same time. Coincidence?
That's most likely.
Or think about it, maybe.
I'm good. Appreciate you.
Anyway, here's why the Earth is flat.
Oh, God. Well, Austin, in just a few short hours, like one, the Oscars are going to start. So I thought it'd be fun to go through the categories with you and hear what funny, irreverent things you have to say about some of these.
Right. Yeah. You know me, Mr. Movies, they call me.
Cool.
There's not a movie I don't know about.
All right. I'm going to start at everyone's favorite category, best hair and makeup.
Okay.
We've got Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, or Society of the Snow. What do you think it's going to be?
Did you see the makeup on that bomb in Oppenheimer? Oh, man. that was a hot bomb, and I'm not just talking about the surface of the sun. Hey-o.
Yeah, Fat Man and Little Boy actually played by medium-sized bombs.
Yeah, that's just what they can do with hair and makeup, yeah.
Yeah. So that's fair. All right, over to best editing.
Mm-hmm,
we've got Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, or Poor Things.
Well, the thing about Killers of the Flower Moon is it's so well edited. It makes that 20 hours feel like four.
Sure.
If a 4 hour long movie wins the editing Oscar, I'll be upset.
Okay.
They should have broken it up into Killers of the Flower Moon Part 1, 2, and 3.
Killers of the Flower Moon, The Desolation of Smaug.
That's what the people. It's what the people
I loved
want.
When Lily Gladstone jumped in that barrel.
It's what the people want is to have one movie three times.
All right. Actress in a leading role. We've got Annette Bening for Naiad. We've got Lily Gladstone for Killers. We've got Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall. Carey Mulligan for Maestro. And Emma Stone for Poor Things. Who do you think it's going to go to?
I think going into Poor Things, we all knew it was going to get snubbed in every category. So get her out of here.
Okay.
That leaves the pity nom for Maestro.
Yeah, you think it's Carey Mulligan for Maestro?
They got to take home something for that movie.
Yeah, I guess. I think it's going to be Montana Darling, Lily Gladstone. She's an MCT kid, just like
Are you guys friends? Oh, my God.
No, but I'm friends with her friends.
So if I were to, like, say to you I needed a lock of Lily Gladstone's hair for an unspecified ritual that we shall commence at a later date, you say you can procure for me a Lily lock.
Austin, even if I could procure, I learned my lesson by giving you a lock of my own hair, and I'm not going to be providing you with anyone's follicles for your shenanigans.
You never let me hex nobody no more, and that's why our friendship is strained.
Yeah. Well, you are my favorite hex girl.
I did give you weird thoughts in our early teenage years, because I was a hot goth on Scooby-Doo.
I think we were younger than that. When did Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost come out?
Well, that was the because I know the Hex Girls one came out after that, because Tim Curry was the evil wizard in that one. I'm going to say 2002.
Yeah, they first appeared in Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. Let's see. Oh, 2000. No, not even. 1999.
Oh, and it just kept replaying every Halloween on the Cartoon Network. Yeah, that's what happened. Enough to really just drill that goth fetish in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it was the much-beloved follow-up to the greatest Scooby-Doo iteration of all time, Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, which was a masterpiece. That one had the hot cat ladies.
Oh, that's what...
Cartoon Network was really trying to do something to me as a kid.
Like, Scooby-Doo specifically wanted you to have so many fetishes.
It really did. And the Scooby gang, like, they're all sleeping with each other. They're a bunch of... They're, you know... Ruh-roh, Raggy, we're in a Raleigh rule. That was a Scoop. Scooby's in a, they're in a polycule.
Yeah, no, I was able to decipher.
A Raleigh rule.
And I'll be honest, the Harlem Globetrotters fetish Scooby-Doo has given me is really been it's really been tearing my life apart. I just love fake basketball so goddamn much.
Image of Austin. Cut to image of Austin on a white couch with the Harlem Globetrotters all around me. Yeah. Well, you did say you love trains.
I did say I love trains. In fact, let me tell you about trains for 3 hours. We'll be right back.
Wow, those 3 hours flew by, but
yeah,
really
like Killers
hope
of
that
the Flower
expand
Moon.
Those...
And we're not even done yet.
We're not even done yet. Oh, Austin. I'm headed to Boston next week.
Yeah, for a wedding.
So. Yeah, you and I will need to record crazy early because I'm leaving on Wednesday. So
okay.
Or you could, you know, try to find yourself a Clark or something.
There's no such thing as Clark.
What about an Amanda? Get somebody in studio.
I can't do that to her. The stain that will follow her career after appearing on this bottom tier slop.
I thought our show was S tier.
S for shitty poo poo. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's
oh. Austin, have you seen Dune 2?
I did see Dune 2.
What did you think of Dune 2?
I liked it a lot.
I liked Dune 2 as well. I liked Dune 2 too.
No, that's Dune 4.
Oh. No, that's where I stop. I can't go past Children of Dune.
You don't want exponential Dune?
Yeah, I think I'll be interested for them to wrap it up, do one more part, and bring Paul's story to a close. And then for the kids, I say go to HBO series.
Lido 2 would be a good miniseries, and that's about it.
Yeah, I would much rather... I think the fan base is big enough to support that, but I don't think, you know, going full God Emperor on the big screen, I think people are going to feel it jump the shark, because that is when it jumps the shark for me.
Because that's what they would accurately realize.
I can't. Yeah.
Kind of accurately point out when a shark has been jumped, when a giant worm boy is talking about how he doesn't got no penis.
But don't worry, he's going to be in charge for 3,000 years, and it's not going to affect anything that he is very lonely.
Just a lonely little slug guy. We can all empathize with that.
Emperor Leto the second king of the incels, is that right?
I think Frank Herbert just kind of predicted incels is the thing.
Yeah, he did.
Just a lonely little
slug
guy.
In the Middle East.
Well, you don't got to be Nostradamus to predict, see that one coming.
What do you think Nostradamus was like to be around? People who chilled with Nostradamus. Was he fun?
He had to be insufferable, right?
Oh,
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, God. What his friends aren't calling him Nostradamus. What are they calling him? Noddy?
Naughty Tim Tim.
Dom? Naughty Tim.
Oh, Naughty Tim Tim, they called him. It was the Middle Ages, so that was naughty meant something different back then.
Sure, sure. Such a queer language, English.
You little bastard.
How hungover are you?
Not enough. I need to have drank more earlier.
Ain't that just the way? Well, Austin, I've got 2 days off before I leave for this wedding. What do you think I should do with my 2 days?
End capitalism? You've been meaning to get on that for like a while. And honestly, you're asleep at the wheel.
I feel like that would take more than 2 days, but I can try. I can continue my boycotts.
It's on the chore wheel. You have end capitalism.
I know. It just seems like that's not really the same as do dishes or finish taxes. Oh, fuck. I got to finish my taxes.
Yeah. You finish your taxes. Well, end capitalism first, because then, you know, that might affect the other. Mm-hmm. And I got to get all the leaves out of the gutter. It's a perfect system. Also, do my taxes.
I know it's a wheel, so they're like equal chunks of the pie, but these tasks really don't seem comparable.
I'll look at feed the animals. Yeah, that seems right. Get all the dead leaves out of the gutter. Uh-huh. And capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Laundry.
You also have build arc with a question mark.
That one's conditional on spring weather. Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, what do we got here? Rebuild carburetor.
Yeah. I mean, my car doesn't really need one, nor has any car since like 1995, but I want one.
Okay.
I want to get that sweet, sweet platinum.
Are you thinking of a catalytic converter?
No, my car definitely needs that, I found out.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I sucked it free of all its delicious platinum, and nothing but trouble for me.
Well, Austin, have you prepared your response to the State of the Union address?
I have. Let me just get into my Mormon housewife costume.
Thank you. All right, let's hear your response to the State of the Union address.
All right. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for America and pregnant. Joe Biden is the devil. We need a fascist theocracy now. The end.
You know, she did feel AI generated, as does that and most of your work. Which does raise some questions,
yeah.
But that's okay. We don't have to get into it.
Get into the State of the Union or into my questionable sapience?
The latter one. We can get into the State of the Union. Genocide Joe had him rolling in the aisles, being all dark Brandon. And meanwhile, everyone's like, just fucking stop, man. Just stop the fucking
death. Yeah, just
death.
Fucking be normal for once in your weird life.
No more ice cream until you stop the genocide. That's the rule, you fucking piece of
That'll
shit.
That'll probably get him more than the uncommitted movement will,
pretty
honestly.
Much.
You know, the only thing he looks forward to throughout the entire day as he goes to the war meeting after war meeting is that little wooden spoon and that little chocolate vanilla swirl in that ridged cup.
If Will Coxons has made it to the White House, I'm boycotting Will Coxons.
They didn't invent that one, I don't think. They didn't invent little wooden spoons. They only perfected them.
I had to turn my camera off so you can't see me looking up in the corner trying to think of something to talk about.
You hungover, buddy? I'm a little hungover, buddy?
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh, man, neither of us drank enough last time.
I guess. No, I just got high. Slept for a long time.
Yeah, the daylight savings made it so I felt like I got no rest, but also slept for 17 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I set my clock 16 hours ahead, so I'm always on time.
That's excessive.
Yeah, I don't know why you want to meet at 8 in the morning tomorrow,
oh,
but here I am.
Oh, we've been over this. Daylight savings I just want you to move to Arizona so you don't have to do it anymore.
Well, you want me to move to that part of Arizona that's all hippies and crystals, and you know one of them's gonna trap my soul in that crystal.
Yeah,
that's why you want me to move down there, is you want my soul trapped in a crystal.
Austin, our shenanigans are usually pretty transparent, so why I don't feel like this should be a surprise to you.
I did see through that one immediately, that you wanted to put my soul in the crystal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You trying to turn me into a stave?
No.
You trying to stave me?
Uh-uh.
Put my soul crystal on the end of a long stick and cast spells?
Well, I mean, I don't know what kind of spells you would cast. A crystal that's comprised of your essence, I think, could, like, I don't know, create a cloud of stink pretty effectively. And,
yeah.
I don't know, just kind of make things uncomfortable. Yeah, I would cast Awkward Conversation. And it just is like an anti-charisma buff to everyone in a, you know, 30-foot cone.
Yeah, yeah. I'd call it cloud kill, but it's a big fart. I'm like, oh, cloud kill. That's a spell that's up there. That's a high-level spell, but it turns out, nah, it's just a big stinky.
You know, I have a little pin that says 20 charisma on it, because that's clearly my buffest stat in real life. What do you think your most buff stat is?
I want to say, like, luck.
That's not a...
I know that's not in a Dungeons & Dragons one, but in like a other kind of RPG, it would all be in luck, and I'd be one of those weird builds where they don't wear pants, but they can still kill you in one hit.
I feel like you have maxed out on constitution only because of how many assassination attempts have failed.
Yeah, yeah. I accidentally try it myself. Yeah, I drink so much poison that I'm immune to it. Because I keep my hideous alchemical hall of potions right next to my coffee
maker.
They
said that the water of life would destroy you, but it turns out, you know, just made you stronger.
Yeah, I was at a coffee creamer, and I was like, I need something to help wash this black coffee down. And I had all that water of life, because you know me, I love killing worms.
Big worm killer.
Yeah, well, little worm killer. That's how you get the water alive. But yeah, you got it.
I believe it's called a sand trout, Austin.
I think you're a sand trout.
How dare you? Sand trout sounds like a town in Idaho.
It sounds like a sundown town in Idaho.
Austin, all the towns in Idaho are sundown towns.
But I repeat myself, yeah. That's where racism lives.
You know, Idaho and North Dakota do make me feel a little bit better about Montana, because they're so unhinged. Idaho especially has gone off the fucking
That's what those are for, and Mississippi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that can possibly wrest away our meth championship.
Yeah. And have you seen the prison strikes that are happening?
Yeah, because it turns out what they've been doing is unpaid labor.
Yeah, it's weird that, like...
compelled by sort of people who control their freedom. I don't know what you'd call that, though.
I don't know. It's like, it's as if slavery never ended or something. It's crazy. People should talk about
that. That's the word. Yeah. I forgot what it was called. It was either slavery or Dippin' Dots.
Whatever kind of aphasia you have, it's the most entertaining kind.
It's the funniest one.
Welcome to Austin's Fantasia of Aphasia.
We really up the basketball on that one. Yeah. We so Tuesday elephant. It's not even yesterday.
So smorgasbord. So smorgasbord. I feel like we will never know when you actually have a stroke again.
Honestly, that's kind of what I'm hoping happens, is that I set up so many bits within bits that I can suffer major brain damage, and you just think I'm doing a funny for the rest of my life.
He's so committed to the bit, he started soiling himself. It's hilarious.
Oh, I do that anyway.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Have you seen Dude Wipes?
Oh, it's flushable wipes, but for guys.
Yeah, it's in like a steel gray case, and it doesn't matter that you're a little incontinent at your age. You've got Dude Wipes, so it's okay to
touch
sandpaper. Your butthole.
It gives you hemorrhoids. That's how manly it is.
Yeah, real men are terrified to wipe their butt.
And it probably did solve a problem that marketing was trying to solve.
Yeah. Which is, you know, the unclean asses of America.
Well, American men.
Yeah.
We don't touch our butts. That's where the gay thoughts go. the more common and I guess intense the gay thoughts are, the better the butt.
That's why I have such an amazing ass. Oh, no.
As nature, you know, nature gives with one hand, takes with the other. You know what I mean?
I mean, I give with one hand and I take with the other.
Don't get me wrong. I like a good innuendo. It's just you've raised in my mind a logistical question that I'm going to be stuck on all day.
I can answer it real easily for you. Stigmata.
Oh, asked and answered.
There you are.
You got a whole lot of stigmata.
I'll leave you with that mental image of my hands and the things they get up to. Good night, everyone.
A Secret Weapon production.